العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear Islamic brothers and the students of Jamiat al-Madina, today the last day of this year in Jamia, and then we will start the next session of Darse Nizami. We take admission in Jamia for some purpose. We have some goals to achieve. Mostly our first goal is to learn the Islamic knowledge, that we will become a proper scholar, a proper Islamic scholar. That is mostly our first goal. But what is the purpose of learning Islamic knowledge? The purpose of taking admission in Jamia is learning Islamic knowledge. But what is the purpose of learning Islamic knowledge? If we read Quran and Hadith and the biographies of big scholars, for example Imam Azam Abu Hanifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and Imam Shafi'i and Imam Bukhari and other big scholars, if we read their biographies and we read Quran and Hadith in detail, then we come to know that the main purpose of Islamic knowledge is being a practicing Muslim. Because we learn so that we can have the knowledge of the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jal, and after that we can act upon the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jal. In ahadith, there are many ahadith about this matter, particularly about being a practicing Muslim. Once Sarkare do Alam sallallahu alaihi wa sallam was coming from somewhere, and there were 10 sahaba ikram. They were in masjid and they were busy in learning Islamic commandments, in learning Quran and Hadith and fiqh masail. They were busy in that. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam asked them, "What are you doing here? And what are you learning?" They said, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are learning Quran and Hadith and the laws of Islam." Sarkare do Alam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied them, "You will not be rewarded upon your knowledge. You won't be rewarded upon your knowledge until you become practicing of that knowledge, until you act upon the commandments which you learn in your this knowledge." So this hadith tells us that practicing upon our knowledge is very much necessary for us. If we learn more and more and we get a huge knowledge and we memorize the books of Quran and Hadith and fiqh and other things, but we don't act upon those, our whole knowledge can be wasted. That can be the proof of Allah Azza wa Jalla against us. Because in one hadith, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Al-ilmu hujjatul laka aw alayka." And in other hadith, the words are different. "Al-Qur'anu hujjatul laka aw alayka." It means your knowledge will be in your favor, or that will be against you. Your knowledge will be in your favor when you act upon that. When you bring that in practice, then your knowledge is in your favor, and that will benefit you on the day of judgment and in this world as well. And if you learn more and more, but you don't act upon that, you learn about prayer, but you don't offer prayer. You know about the masail of wuzu and ghusl and prayer and sajda and qiyam, but you are not practicing of prayer, you are not habitual of prayer, then your knowledge will be against you in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal on the day of judgment. There is very beautiful saying of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that is in Kanzul Ummal. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, particularly to scholars, to ulama, he said, "O scholars, act upon your knowledge, because the scholar is one who acts upon his knowledge, who first learns, then he acts upon that, and his ilm and his practice are equal to each other. His practicing is according to his knowledge." Then Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, "There will be one age in which the people will learn knowledge, but their privacy and their company will be different from each other. They will learn something else, but their practices will be something else. Their privacy will be something else, and their practicing will not be according to their knowledge." Then Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, "These are the people who are scholars. These are the people whose actions never be accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal." The scholars who learn properly, they are complete scholar. They learn properly, but after that, they don't act upon their knowledge. They didn't practice according to their knowledge. So their whole learning and their whole actions will not be accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. So when we are learning, and we are learning Dars-e-Nizami, and our big purpose is to know the laws of Allah Azza wa Jal, what are the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jal, that is our main purpose, that is our main goal. But being practicing upon that is also necessary. The tradition of Sahaba-i-Kiram and the habit of Sahaba-i-Kiram was this, that they didn't learn more. They didn't learn more until they acted upon the first knowledge. The knowledge they have learned, first they acted upon that, then they learned more. That's why Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was one of the biggest scholar in the history of Islam, he is the second biggest scholar after Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He learned Surah-e-Baqarah in 12 years. He learned Surah-e-Baqarah in 12 years. So what is difficulty in Surah-e-Baqarah? He knew everything. But because that was the habit of Sahaba-e-Kiram, they didn't learn more until they acted upon the first. That's why Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu learned Surah-e-Baqarah in 12 years. So now, we should think about our knowledge. How much we have learned, and how many commandments of Allah Azza wa Jal we have come to know, and what is our practice. And what is our exercise about Sharia, about Zikrullah Azza wa Jal, about Durood Sharif, and about other things? So, the main purpose of Dars-e-Nizami is being a practicing Muslim. And what is the definition of a practicing Muslim? What is the definition? We say that the practicing Muslim is one who offers prayer 5 times, just? No. Practicing Muslim has meaning in detail. It has its own definition. The practicing Muslim is one who is good at Sharia commands in every aspect of life, whether it belongs to his personal life or it belongs to his social life. He must become practicing in every aspect of life. So the person who offers 5-time prayers with congregation on daily basis, he is practicing, but in one aspect. And the other thing, the Muslim is ordered to remember Allah Azza wa Jal in morning and evening, in day and night, every time. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu dhkurullaha zikran kathira. That is in Quran. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu dhkurullaha zikran kathira. O believers, remember Allah Azza wa Jal in abundance. In abundance. So remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal is also one practice of a practicing Muslim. And likewise, offering Nafal prayer, that is also a work and job of a practicing Muslim. Allah Azza wa Jal said in many places about Nawafil prayer, the people who don't sleep at night, what are they doing? Allah Azza wa Jal said in the Quran, وَالَّذِينَ يَبِيتُونَ لِرَبِّهِمْ سُجَّدًا وَقِيَامًا. They spend their night in worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal, in Qiyam and in Sajda. Who are those people? Those are Ibadur Rahman. وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَانِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنًا وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا وَالَّذِينَ يَبِيتُونَ لِرَبِّهِمْ سُجَّدًا وَقِيَامًا. So these are the signs of a practicing Muslim which is mentioned in Quran. So when we know this, that Allah Azza wa Jal praised those people who spend their night in his worshipping, in the worshipping of Allah Azza wa Jal, in Qiyam and in Sajda and in recitation of the Holy Quran and in remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. So it means this is the practicing Muslim. Those people who are common Muslims and they are busy in their jobs, they are busy in their businesses, they will not act upon these verses. Mostly, we know, they will not act upon these verses. You are the people who are to act upon these verses of the Holy Quran. You are to become the practicing upon these verses. You are to become the persons, the people who spend their night in worshipping of Allah Azza wa Jal. That is the second sign of a practicing Muslim. And the other thing, recitation of the Holy Quran. Who will recite Quran? We recite only when we are in Jamia, when we learn the translation of Quran, or if someone is Hafiz, then he has to recite Quran. He will not recite Quran willingly. He has to recite Quran, otherwise he will forget that. So that's why he recites the Holy Quran. So recitation of the Quran is only the duty of the Hafiz? No. Recitation of the Holy Quran is our duty. That is our responsibility. That is the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal. Quran is the word of Allah. Quran is the Kalamullah. And Allah Azza wa Jal ordered us to recite Quran. وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلَ. Recite Quran. And فَقْرَأُ مَا تَيَسَّرَ مِنَ الْقُرْآنَ. Read Quran. What is easy to you. So recitation of Quran is also our duty. So we are in Jamia, we are at our homes. We must make the recitation of Quran as our biggest habit. That should be our habit. We will stay for 1 month in our homes. So we should make it our habit that in morning, in evening, on daily basis, we should recite the Holy Quran on daily basis, so that the other people who will see us, who will watch us, they will have to say that, yeah, these are the people who are practicing Muslim. MashaAllah, they learn in Jamia and they got inspired by the teaching of Jamia. So that is a sign of a practicing Muslim. And the other sign, there are two kinds of rites. The one kind is the rites of Allah Azza wa Jal. Offering prayer, paying zakah, performing hajj, and giving zakah, and recitation of Quran, remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal, reciting Durood Sharif. So these are the rites of Allah Azza wa Jal, which are called Hukukullah. And there are other big kinds of Islamic sciences and Islamic knowledge and Islamic commandments, which is called Hukukul Ibad, the rights of the people. Rights of the people are also necessary to pay the proper attention to them, because we live in a society, we live with our neighbors, we live in homes. In our homes, there are our parents, there are our sisters, our brothers, and our other relatives. We have our neighbors. So there are some rights which are about our parents, respecting them, giving proper respect to them. And our brothers and sisters, if they are older than us, then paying respect to them. And if they are younger than us, so then being affectionate to them. That is the commandment of Sharia. We have neighbors, so there are many rights about neighbors. So the person who fulfills the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jal and Hukukul Ibad both, he is the proper practicing Muslim. And because we learn Darsul Islami, we are learning Islamic knowledge, our purpose is being a practicing scholar and practicing Muslim, so we have to do every activity which will be according to Sharia, which will be according to the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jal. May Allah give us tawfiq that we can act upon these advices, and may Allah make us a practicing Muslim and practicing scholar. Ameen. Bijahi Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
May you keep ascending success, stay.